y'all doing? It's Jamal.
And Zion.
What's going on and on? We are here to let you all know that we are doing another video. Finally, it took forever. It took too long, man. Our schedules are just hectic, man. We're doing so many positive things out there and whatnot. So that to collabo and bring it together, it takes a lot of effort. But this is important to us, so we wanted to come at you guys and do another video.
Right.
Exactly. So a couple of weeks ago, what did we do?
We went on a campus tour.
So college. College campus tour. That is
college
true.
Campus.
So what we're thinking about was talking to you guys about colleges. That's right. So why are you even beginning to look at colleges? Who are you? Where are you? They don't know.
Right, they don't know. Well, I'm in high school. I'm a junior in high school. So that's the year that you got to plan out and you got to make sure that you have some colleges in mind. You don't have to settle on a specific college yet. So that's why you go on these campus tours and see if that school suits you.
Right. No, definitely. So that's what we're in the process of. And so one of the things that we wanted to talk to you all about was just some of the steps that he's been taking. How has that been feeling to him? How does it feel as a parent, you know, getting ready to have your young one get out there and spread their wings and fly? So tell me, like, when we first started talking to you about going to college, which has been actually your whole life,
mm-hmm.
but when we began, we went to one college.
Right.
When was it? We went to one college a long time ago. And I mean, how was that feeling for you when we went to that first campus up north?
First campus we went to with NAU was cool. I mean, it was snowing, so I don't know. I wasn't sure about that. It was the first time being in the snow like that. But it was just a lot to take in. I mean, it was a lot smaller campus, and that's kind of scary to know that the smaller campus, because
mm-hmm.
there's bigger ones out there.
Right.
So it was just not overwhelming, but it was interesting to see, you know, how college life really is.
Right. Okay. Right. So what did you think of, did we get a chance to see we did go see the dorms on that one.
Right.
And what did you
think we saw the honors dorms. So
okay.
They're a little bit better as opposed to the normal dorms.
Right.
That thing? I don't know.
And what was their theme that they were talking about?
Oh, they're talking about Harry Potter theme. So if you like Harry Potter, and then here's the place to go.
Exactly. We went to the dining room area and whatnot, and it was like a Harry Potter theme also, like in the cafeteria. So if that's your thing, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. You
right.
know, We never hate, we just congratulate. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So do your thing with that. But I want to know, like, your emotions when we were, like, driving up there and you're thinking, I mean, we're talking about college and you leaving your, you know, your crib.
Right. At first, it was kind of scary, you know, I was kind of nervous because, like, this is the place, when you pick a college, that's the place you're going to stay, like, for 4 years, so you got to make sure you're comfortable, that you're comfortable at that place you're staying for 4 years, so I was kind of nervous, I didn't know if I was going to be, like, into it, if I was going to be, and then it started hitting me, like, okay, now I got to live by myself, with the other roomies, of course, but, I mean, like, I never lived by myself, so, I mean,
right.
I traveled by myself with teammates and all that, but I never lived by myself without, you know, a parent, you know, around
exactly
the house.
Right. I mean, did you feel any type of a little bit of anxiety, sadness, or being a little bit scared, nervous?
Yeah, I was scared. No, I was a little anxious because,
okay.
you know, it's just something so different. You're not used to, it's just all overwhelming because you talk about it, you know, in elementary school, preschool, like college, you know, U of H across the street from all the elementary schools I went to.
Right.
So it was kind of like, now to finally take the steps that you're going to take to go to college, it's kind of, wow, okay, that was fast 10 years of my life.
Right.
Exactly. Now it's time to go on and
right
pick a major and all that.
So then we went to, another college, happened to be ASU. We actually live in Arizona and whatnot. ASU, so you went there.
Yeah,
and what'd you think of that one?
It was hot. Very hot. But it's nothing like crazy, but it's kind of crazy if you're not used to it.
Yeah, it's not from here.
Right. But ASU gave me a more good vibe, because it's not only is it a little bit closer to home, it's away from home, but not too far from home, and it's like just kind of right in the area that I want to be in.
Okay. So, I mean, and those are some of the things that I think parents, you need to talk to with, you know, your youth about, your young adult that's coming into, you know, adulthood is, you know, where do they want to be? What kind of campuses do they want? What kind of person are they? Because each campus and tends to have a different feel and what they're about and whatnot. Because we also went out to Vermont about 6 or 7 months ago, right, and got an opportunity to get a feel for what that was like. And we went to Boston. Mm-hmm. So we're in Vermont, Boston. And what was that? I mean, you know, you can see the style difference.
Right, yeah.
And that's sure, what colleges would kind of be like. So, I mean, did you like that? Did you not?
I mean, East Coast college campuses are more older because it is the beginning.
More institution.
Right, right, right. So, that was just, one is kind of older, so it's like stone buildings and all that.
Right.
But as opposed to here, Tucson is more modern. It's Phoenix is an up-and-coming city, so they have modernized buildings and doing different things. But as far as like the culture there on the East Coast, well, where we were in Boston, so it was kind of not fast paced in Boston as much. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like
a little faster than here.
Right. A little bit slower, but it was fast paced, faster than here. So everything moves, and you just gotta make sure you're on top of what you gotta do. And I know that that doesn't make sense to you if you haven't been to the East Coast, but if you do get the chance to experience going on the East Coast, go and do it, because it is an experience that can either, you know, make you want to live on the East Coast or make you want to just kind of, okay, it's good to visit.
Right. Well, because the other thing too, I mean, with Arizona, if you come out to Arizona, it's a lot slower. I mean, lots pace. And the other thing with that is it's hot in Arizona. Mm-hmm. But also just the feel is really different. We're also more spread out than we are up.
Right.
So we're more spread out than up. And so that's also one of the things. So like on the East Coast, it seems like, I mean, everything's a little bit more compact and tight. Again, depending upon where you are. I mean, if you go out in the rural areas, you know, definitely more spread out. But so those are other things that parents need to consider. So the other thing I wanted to ask you though was, how do you feel about, so we're talking about looking at colleges, but there's some work that needs to be done in order to even begin to even look at these colleges. What are some of the things that you've had to stay on top of to even begin to look at colleges?
First of all, grades. You always gotta make sure you're making your grades, because colleges do look at grades, even though that sucks. But
right.
So that's the first thing they see are your grades, but also testing. Not your standardized testing, SAT and ACT tests. You always gotta make sure you are aware of those opportunities and are able to, you know, maybe find a group that you want to go with, and, you know, study and go find a test session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
you do a study session together, right, and whatnot.
And then when the test comes, you go test with those people also at a location.
Right. So what was it like though for you when we were harping on you about, hey man, you need to stay on top of it. You got to do the PSATs. You got to. I mean, how were you feeling though when we were always kind of like just on you about it?
Yeah, I mean, I was overwhelmed. I mean, it's always like you're doing school on top of PSAT, SAT, because the school that, if you're in public school, most likely you don't get the opportunity to take the PSAT every year.
Mm.
But we had the benefit of having that offered to us.
Right.
So your school testing, and you gotta make sure you study for those tests sometimes, because they're not common core classes,
right,
that you're being tested on, that are on like the agenda or whatever. And then if you play a sport or academic or do extracurriculars activities, it's also hard because you're always trying to find the balance of how to do this, how to do that, and make sure I do get the good grade on the PSAT,
mm-hmm,
and that I'm ready for the SAT when it comes.
Right, exactly. And I mean, and I can tell that sometimes you were extremely overwhelmed and sometimes frustrated with us, and us like, you know, hey, where you at with that? Where's this test date? Have you signed up for it? Have you talked to your counselor? Have you, and you know, we put it all on him. Not to say that we weren't there in support mentally and emotionally, but the thing is that as he's gonna go out and be a young man, or your child is gonna go out and be an adult, they gotta learn how to handle these type of responsibilities. And so this is an excellent opportunity for you to be there, support them, walk with them, but allow them to do the work. And so while it is overwhelming, that's what life is going to be like. When they go to college, they're going to have to figure this all out on their own as far as meal plans and, you know, studying time, and if they're doing sports and hanging out with their friends, and when are they going to study and how are they going to study. So this is a great opportunity to practice with your young person now some of the things that they need to do on their own so that you can then be there to support them through that. But the other thing that I wanted to share, I mean, I appreciate you being honest about it being overwhelming, because I think a lot of times parents don't realize, for you young people, you know what I mean, like how stressful it can be.
Yeah.
And how hard, you know what I mean? And you get frustrated and tired and don't get breaks sometimes and things of that nature. And I think it's important for us parents to recognize that young people do get overwhelmed. They do get frustrated. They get tired. They get cocky. they're going through this. Yeah, you are human.
Right.
Right. Let me see. The one thing that I didn't share though, as a parent, is that it's exciting to have, you know, my son going off to college. And it's sad though too, because, you know, it's the person that, you know, has been with you ever since they were born, and you've gone through so much together, and it does bring some different emotions up, even for dads and definitely for moms too. But you know, our main thing is to help them to be productive people in society today. And so, you know, appreciate you coming out, taking time to talk a little bit about this, and we'll see what kind of comments you all have about this and feedback in regards to college. And if you have other questions and things that we've done, then we can share that with you also. So below somewhere, like everybody always does that, right?
Comment down below.
Right.
So, topics also, if you want.
Oh yeah, so if there's more, some different topics that you want us to discuss, yeah.
Right, that's
drop it on us.
Exactly.
Thank you guys.
Hey.